One second.
I didn't think you'd take so... Oh my god, are you okay? Shit, no, of course not. Look at you. What the hell happened? Wait. What am I doing? God, just get inside here before things get worse. No, I don't care. I'll clean it up later. Just come in. Please. Oh god, you look awful. Seriously, no offense, but you're soaked. Okay, hold that thought. You can tell me everything as soon as I get some stuff. Stay right there, okay? Yeah, as much as I want to help you, I also need to keep my place at least a little bit clean. Okay, found them. Start getting those wet clothes off, just your top half for now. I brought a whole bunch of towels and stuff. Here you go. Come on, put one on your head as well. Let me clean up your face a bit. My cute little mop head. Gotta get some of this hair away from your eyes. There. Looking a bit better now, aren't we? You should probably get those pants off too. I have enough towels for you. I won't peek. No reaction? Are you... Hey, is everything all right? I mean, where's your usual sass? If you're fine, you would have hit me with a comeback in no time flat. It's not just the rain that's got you down, huh? Oh, come here. Give me a hug. No, it's fine. Come here. Don't worry about getting me wet. There we go. You're never this deflated. I know we haven't seen each other in a while, but have things not been going well? Okay. Of course we can talk about that. We'll talk for as long as you need to. You know I'll always listen. Mm-hmm. Always. You're not dry enough yet, though. So come on. Let me help you with this first, okay? Yeah, it's not good to stay in those clothes. I'm pretty sure you're already going to get sick, but let's not make things any worse than they need to be. Yep, so strip, mister. I'll face the other way, don't worry. And this is just for now. I'm making you take a shower as soon as you stop dripping all over my floor. So while you're getting very naked for me, do you want to tell me how you got caught like this? Also, I'm sorry if I'm teasing you too much. I only want to cheer you up. But you probably don't have the energy for my shit right now. Cool. I won't overdo it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and start drying yourself off in the meantime. Yeah, I remember that. The storm started late in the afternoon, right? Were you still at work? Oh, no. I was at home already, thank God. Still, how'd you get hit so bad? Oh my god, that is terrible. Why didn't you ask me to pick you up? Oh, baby. Why would you think that? You know I would have driven out there the second you told me you were stuck. At least you came here instead of trying to make it all the way home to your place. You're always welcome here. Don't even waste the energy worrying about it. Anytime. Oh, you're finished? Cool. How dry are you? Think you're okay to walk around? That's good. How about you give me that bundle of wet clothes and you head to that shower, hmm? Yeah, you need to get all warmed up. I'll toss your clothes in the machine and hang them up later. They should be fine by tomorrow. Well, I hope so. Don't know how long this rain's going to last. Even if they don't dry completely, we both have the day off, don't we? See? It's no problem. We can just stay in and relax. What? I thought you crashing here was a given. I'm not going to send you home in this weather. Glad to hear it. Now get your butt to that shower. You're going to freeze if we keep talking here in the hallway. I'll bring everything you need, so hurry up and get in.
Okay, so I brought you some extra towels, which would be enough. But I also went and dug through all my stuff to find something else for you to wear, and I didn't really have anything. No, you're not putting your own clothes back on. Don't be crazy. They're stopping. I know, but I have a bathrobe here. I'm sorry I couldn't find anything else, and I know it's probably a bit small for you, but I do have extra blankets, so I'll make sure you stay warm. Great. I'll leave it all outside for you. Oh, and I'm going to go boil some water now. I'll make us some hot chocolate for when you get out. Mm-hmm. Come to the kitchen when you're ready.
There he is. How are you feeling? I know all you do is take a shower, but you look so much better than when you first came in. Okay, you're probably right about that. Anything would look better than when you got here. Yeah, you looked like one of those guys in those super cliche romantic comedies. You know, where the guy goes and waits for his girl in the rain, and he gets straight up drenched because of it? Because it's supposed to be romantic? Okay, well, yeah, in the context of the film, it might be romantic. Guy's still an idiot, though. Are you serious? Wait a minute. Is that what you were doing? You wanted to wait for me in the rain? Oh my god, you're such a sweetheart. I didn't think you were the hopeless romantic type. No. Don't deny it. You are a sweetheart. Okay, now I know you're feeling better than before. It's nice to see that smile. And that blushing. I've missed you. You know that? I know work has been stressful for both of us these days. So, this is nice. Even if we're together during these shitty circumstances. We're still going to talk about whatever's on your mind, okay? Perfect. Oh, before I forget, here. You can wear my spare fuzzy slippers. They should fit. They're pretty big for me, so I thought they'd be fine for you. Hey, look at that. Not too small. I must say, you look very cute. Mm-hmm. All cozied up like that. Come on, here's your hot chocolate. And let's go sit on the couch. Wow, listen to that. The rain hasn't let up at all. I guess we'll be staying in tomorrow, huh? No, that's just fine. By the way, you don't have anything on under that bathrobe, right? Like, no extra towel or anything? No, not because of that. I want you to be warm enough. Come here. First, let me wrap you with this. And then we can get under another blanket. Come. Sit with me. Now you're even cozier. What? Why are you apologizing for that? Yeah, so you wet my floor. Who cares? You're really sweet, you know that? But it's not your turn to worry about me. I'm worrying about you tonight. Good. Just enjoy your hot chocolate for now. And tell me if you need me to do anything for you, okay? Yeah, anything. We could talk about your stuff now, or I could maybe blow out your hair, make it all warm and toasty, or we could cuddle. I don't know. You know me. I like to try to come up with things to lift your spirits. Oh, or maybe you'd like a kiss? A little kiss to make that boo-boo of yours all better? What boo-boo. Nice. Take a look at yourself. I'm being serious, though. Whatever you need, I'm here. Sure thing. Whenever you're ready. For now, we don't need to do anything. Sit and watch the rain with me. Oh, of course. You've been silent this whole time, so I figured I should just wait for you, give you time to figure out your thoughts. I mean, yeah, go for it. That's what I'm here for. I see. God. Okay, that makes sense. Really? Oh, man. And getting caught in the storm was the straw that broke the camel's back, huh? Oh, baby, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I'm sorry I couldn't be there for you either. No, not at least we're together now. I wish I could have helped you sooner. Listen, if you ever feel like things are getting too much for you, please talk to me. I know you'll always do that for me, so let me return that favor. Come on. Let me put my arm under yours and give me your hand. You're a lot warmer now. That's great. Anyway, I know everything might seem, frankly, god-awful, but these things pass, and you're strong, so I know you can get through them. So I know you can get through them. No, it's no one's fault. Trying to find something or someone to blame isn't worth that energy. Sometimes the shit that happens to us is just like this fucking storm. It just happens, and all we can do is face it. Like I said, you'll get through these things. You'll always get through these things. And if you're struggling, I'll help you get through them. You know I will. I'll weather the storm with you. I know it's been a while, but don't even think about saying sorry for that. I've missed you a lot, but shit happens. Life happens. And sometimes both at the same time, hurting wonderful people like you. Yeah, we can't see each other all the time, but it's okay. And I'll always be there for you too. I know I'm the one that's supposed to be comforting you, but would you mind if I put my head on your shoulder? Thanks. I hope I was able to lift your spirits a little. Obviously, all your problems won't magically disappear after I say a few words, but hopefully it helped. That's good to hear. It's nice, don't you think? Watching the rain like this, while we're all warm inside. It'll eventually clear up. It might take a while, but it'll get there, just like everything happening with you. And just like we are now. I'll be here, weathering the storm with you.